Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and welcome to, well, it's not a podcast, it's just a plug for a show. I know that not everyone listens to every episode of my show, so as a result, you might miss this information. Basically, I am a comedian, and I am doing a final performance at the moment, anyway, a final performance of my 2018 show, Sex, Drugs, and Other Things I Never Do, at the Bloomsbury Theatre in London. I'm recording it for a DVD release, and by DVD release I mean probably a digital download and a pen stick, because who buys DVDs anymore? But I'm really excited, and I think it's going to be, I've always wanted to play the Bloomsbury, and I really want to sell it out, because I'm now putting all the money that I make from it back into the recording of it, so that I can put it out there and people can buy it and download it and whatever else. So if you want to come, please do. The information is all in the show notes. It's the 21st of March 2019. At the moment, it's 10% sold out already, and that's from my mailing list. So I'm hoping that by the 21st of March, it will have sold out completely, but we'll see. I just don't want it to be, you know, sort of like a 10% filled room for a record. So yeah, if you can support me, please do. If you can't come, please tell a friend. If you have already seen it and you can plug it and tell them it was great, that'd be really appreciated as well. Also, Happy New Year. I feel like I should chuck that in there. I try not to say like sort of topical things too much in the podcast themselves, because I know they're sort of evergreen, and I don't necessarily want people who listen to like an episode that went out in November 2 years ago to be like, oh, this is old. Well, it's actually not. It's all pretty much relevant. And so I don't want, I just avoid it if I can. It doesn't feel like it's worth doing topical references. But Happy New Year. I hope you're having a good one. For me, on the day of recording and probably release, it's the 1st of January, and I'm catching up with my admin from having 5 days off. So yeah, if you want to get involved with the podcast more, please do join the Facebook group. It's called RC Industry Podcast, and it's on Facebook, obviously. And yeah, I've got some amazing guests lined up, and I'm really looking forward to carrying on with this project some more. Yeah, so please do support that. Sorry, before I forget, I'm signed up for Edinburgh for 2019 now, so if you're going, please look out for me there. At the moment, the show is called The Greatest Man Who Never Lived, and it's all about living through your phone and struggling to connect with people, like, in the same ease that you connect with the internet. So, it's going to be really good, and it's a lot more theatre-based than any show that I've ever done before. So I'm really excited about that, and I'm going to be previewing that around the place. So, yeah, basically, I'd appreciate any support that you could offer in terms of coming down or telling people that I'm doing shows, because that's my main thing, really. And without that money coming in and without those ticket sales coming in, I can't really do the podcast, because that sort of supports it. If you want to donate for the podcast, then feel free. There's a link in the show notes, or you can become a Patreon from $1 an episode. I'd really appreciate any and all support you can offer for me going into 2019. I think that's everything. I might have forgotten something. If I've forgotten anything, I'll put it in the show notes, but I want to keep this short and sweet. Sincerely, thank you for all the support that I've had in 2018 and for all the people that have come to the live shows and for people that are coming to the event in January on the 20th. There'll be a link for that. There's a big meet and greet that I'm doing. Got about 150 people signed up for it at the moment. So if you want to come down and meet a load of previous guests, future guests, people that are running festivals and things like that, their link is there and it's completely free event. It's in London, so I'm sorry that if you can't get to it, although most people who are coming from outside of London, which is amazing. Like, it's mental. Sort of over half of them are coming down from either the Midlands, Scotland or Ireland, which is amazing. I'm really touched by that. So yeah, please do come to that if you can. And yeah, oh, you can follow me on Twitter at This Made Me Cool if you want to. I tweet jokes there sort of four times a day minimum. I schedule them out. So yeah, thank you very much for listening, thank you very much for subscribing, and thank you very much for rating and donating if you do. Oh, and coming down to the Bloomsbury on the 21st of March 2019, got two support acts, gonna do a DVD record, looking forward to it. Yeah, oh, I should say, it's like 12 quid or something for a ticket. So yeah, if you want to do that, do that. And if you've seen it before, message me, and you want a discount ticket, I will try and sort something out, because I always feel like once you come to see something once, if you want to come see it again, I want to help support you seeing it more than once, if you know there's a financial issue that you can't afford a ticket twice. So yeah, that's another thing. Sorry, can you tell us the 1st of Jan? And I haven't scripted this, and I just wanted to get it out of the to-do list and get on with my day. Thank you very much for listening and putting up with that ramble, but do support me if you can. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.